Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 40. Our air date is Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the incomparable
Butter Peep.
And we have some very special guests on the show tonight. We've been talking to these folks for a while. We absolutely love this sound, and we know you're going to too. Rockabilly Steve and the BR3, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Steve Daruski, you've got quite a gang with you there. Please introduce us. Tell us who's with us.
All right, so you'll have to bear with us. We had to home make our setup here, so
that's all right.
I'll start off over here on rhythm guitar and vocals. This is my Mama Blues over here.
All right.
On the right of me here, on multi instrumentalist, saxophone, flute, clarinet, harmonica, you name it, he finds a way to play it. Mr. Dale Rook.
How are you, sir?
Over here, we have Dad, my father, on the upright bass, my father. And he'll sneak in over here. This is Todd, our drummer.
So what we've been so excited about with the sound that you guys present is it's a take us back to an era that a lot of folks right now that are listening have forgotten or weren't really exposed to. Tell us about what got you to do that. What prompted you to take it into that era?
Well, it's kind of a pretty cool story. It all started when I found a cassette tape of my father's that said Stray Cats.
Ah.
And I found it, and at the time I called it the Candy Cane Mobile. It was a 1998 Plymouth Neon that was red and white and falling apart. And it had a cassette player in it, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world at the time. So I listened to it, and I fell in love with the upright bass sound. I fell in love with the guitar tone. I even fell in love with Brian Zetzer's hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that really shaped to inspire me even how I write my music to this very day, because I fell in love with that old school sound of just, you know, whether it be blues, whether it be rock and roll, just that rocking upright bass, you know, that screaming guitar. And I think that's something that I feel like a lot of music we're even going back to. We're missing that screaming guitar. We're missing that bass, you know, that live music sound, you know.
What a lot of our fans say is it's danceable music. They're missing that music that they could dance to. And that we got people filling the floors now because of what he does.
How could they not? You know, the sounds that we're going to hear soon, I know folks are, that's exactly the thought that folks are going to have. Let's get out there and enjoy this the way it should be enjoyed. Your influences, you mentioned the Stray Cats. It's a lot of that 50s style, the New Orleans Zydeco. That's mixed in there quite a bit. Have you ever felt the need to, let's get out of this? Or has it always been, no, this is what's working?
It's kind of, you know, this is what's working. My writing process has always kind of been neutral. It could kind of be any kind of song. But I always felt like, you know, the blues always worked very well with my music, or rock and roll, you know, and specifically like an old, like the theme being like 50s rock and roll, very jump blues, very rock and, you know, jump heavy, and it's like a different kind of style and you don't hear. And I think people kind of miss it. And I think that's why we're so successful, you know, at this rate.
It's very Americana. It takes you back. It takes you to a time where we all felt good. It's exciting to have a band that's really knocking it out of the park with this. And you're doing it on a national level and being recognized for it. We were reading about the fact that we're going to be joining you in Nashville in November for the Josies. Congratulations. You guys have, what, 3 nominations this year?
Four
nominations.
Four of the year. Band of the year. Album of the year. And video of the year for the song Lonely Thursday Night.
Woo-hoo! All right. Congratulations. Well, we're going to be having a little gathering. We were fortunate enough to be included in that as well for the podcast of the year. And we're going to be having a little gathering that we will be inviting you to before everything starts. We sure hope you can join us. We want to see you there.
Oh, I'm very excited. Trust me, this will be my probably 7,000th time going to Nashville. But you know what? I'm very excited, and I'm very honored to be there. I really am.
Well, and what a great honor that the rest of the country is going to get to see what you're doing here. It's really a fascinating thing. And you talked about, I believe it was Video of the Year for Lonely Thursday Night. That's the first one we've got queued up. I believe your most recent single, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Give us a little of the backstory on Lonely Thursday Night.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite stories to tell, it talks about, so I'll give you a quick rundown. It was a Thursday night here in Angola. It was around March. And I was going out to dinner with my family, as I like to do a lot, you know, just like one day a week or something. And I happened to go on a Thursday. It was chicken wing night, one of my favorite nights. And we went in there, and I just so happened to see this beautiful woman who was waitressing there. And I couldn't stop looking at her. This was at the VFW, by the way. This was the Angola VFW. And I couldn't stop looking at her. And, you know, I just had this feeling, I really want to talk to this girl. So long story short, finished eating. We left. It was like, all right, the night's over. But I had this feeling, I need to go back. Like, I need to go back here. And I went back, and there was this woman here who now happens to be my wonderful fiancé.
All right.
We have a
you gotta tell them the story about what the question was when you went back. That's funny.
Also, though, as well, we have a wonderful River James. My son's on the way. He'll be here in about 3 months.
Congratulations.
So, it really is. It's one of my favorite stories, but that's where Lonely Thursday Night came from. It's kind of the story of, you know, kind of what happened that night. You know, I put it into a song, but it's also a story of love. It really is a story about love.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. So now we know the backstory.
Yeah.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Lonely Thursday Night.
tell you true, yeah. I tell you, darling, man, I love you. I say, I bet my baby on a lonely Thursday night. Well, I knew from that point on, man, it was love at first sight.
Let's get that Zydeco. Come on now, come on.
I told you, fans, you were going to love this sound. It takes you back. It is pure. It's genuine. Absolutely wonderful.
And guess what? It's not a lonely Thursday night because we're all here.
There you go.
Well, it's Wednesday, but hey.
Rockabilly Steve and the BR3, Lonely Thursday Night. That is just an awesome tune. And the unmistakable sound of those Gresh instruments.
I had a dream about the song, and he thought it was crazy. We played it without the accordion at the time, you mm-hmm. know. And I said, I had a dream last night. You got to put an accordion in the song. You have to do it. I heard it, and he went, "You're crazy, Mom." No. I said, "Yes, let's just do it. I know you'll like it." When we recorded, so we had my good friend Kathy Carfagna. Her and I go way back to a record store called Cabbages, which is in the Buffalo area at a long time ago. And her and I used to work together, and we did some crazy things. But anyway, she played great accordion on that, and it worked. I told Steve it works.
Oh, it absolutely does work. It's perfect with the song. All right, folks. We love that one. We got a couple more that we know you're going to love as well. Let's take a quick break for this commercial, and we'll be right back with the incredible sounds of Rockabilly Steve in the BR3.
Hey, Steve Willie, do you know about the Girls' Night Out?
Girls' Night Out? Are you talking about the benefit concert that's happening at the Westtown Theater on October 18th? It's at 611 East Midland Street, Bay City, Michigan. Oh, my goodness, we want you to be there. Westtown Theater, historic place, great stage, and even better performers. Leah Williams is opening things up. Shade Zero, that's Blue Sky Riley's band, they're coming up next. And Oh, wow. I can't wait for this. Glenn Brook and the Wild Weeds are headlining. They're going to do a bang-up job for us. We're looking forward to this. Tickets are available at Eventbrite for just $10 in advance. $15 at the door. We've got a basket raffle. All the proceeds this night are going to the American Cancer Society. So here we are in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's support the American Cancer Society and get rid of this awful disease. And we can do it at Girls Night Out. Meet us there on October 18th.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is C. Willie. We are joined by Rockabilly Steve and the BR3. They are taking us back in time, but with a sound that we're all loving, and we know darn well this is the future here. We're enjoying this so much. I mentioned, and I've got to show off a little bit, I love so much the Gresh that you guys are presenting. So I have to show off a little bit. This is my Gretsch Electromatic. This is what I learned to play on. It's also what my mother learned to play on some 75 years ago and rocked out in the 50s in the Philadelphia area with her father, Mr. White Gloves. So when we started reading and seeing that that's what you played, oh boy, it just it endeared you guys to me even more. So it is a unique sound. And Lenny, before we started the show, you mentioned, hey, we're not playing with pedals. We're not doing anything. This is the pure sound of the instrument.
Yep.
So it's in your face, and this is what the folks love.
My favorite thing so far about playing the Gretsch so far is it's got to be, the tone, obviously. It's got that great classic tone. But B, I also just love the versatility of the instrument. I really do. You can have so many different sounds. It sounds good with reggae. It sounds good with rock and roll. It sounds good with anything, really. That's why I just think they're great guitars. And, you know, Gretsch, come on, give me a call, man. Let's go.
I think the challenge has been sent out.
For those who are listening, what does BR3 stand for? I know, but I don't know if all of our listeners need to know. What does BR3 stand for?
So here we go. I got you. So BR3 goes back to my little days when I was a little man. And it's called Blue Roadhouse Trio was the old name of our band way back. And it's when I played drums for my parents, actually. And my mom was the lead singer. My dad still played bass, but, you know, it was a much different sound and everything. And then eventually we got to a point where I was starting to write songs. And mom very graciously said, well, why don't you play them?
Take over, I said.
Take over.
So I hate to say, I'm sorry, Todd. No, I'm not saying that drumming's a bad thing, but I guess you could say I graduated from drumming to guitar playing a little bit after that. And then here we are today.
All right.
You graduated from drumming to violin to mandolin to guitar.
Oh, yeah. Then he was told to learn bass in a summer or something like that.
Yeah, hi, Sister Blagic.
Now, your drummer has a history, too. Is that correct?
Yep, Todd. That would be you.
He's like, who?
Tell the story. Drumming. I started drumming way back when I was about 7 years old. I actually played in a Nirvana cover band. And I did that till I was about 16. Then I joined a blues band and played with them for up until July 4th of 2024 when I tried out for Rockabilly Steve, and then now here I am. I'm here
All
now.
Right.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we're glad you are.
Yeah, hey, thank you very much.
Steve, what's the creative process look like for you when you're actually putting together one of these classics? What does it look like? Is there something that's similar each way down the road, or is it different for every song?
So I feel like every song is definitely different. Every song is either a life experience or it's inspired by, you know, dare I say, like ideas that I can't put into words, but I can make a pretty good song out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just a way to express. And sometimes when I write the songs, I'm like, where did I come up with that? Wow, that's pretty cool. But it's, you know, like classic example, Lonely Thursday Night, you know, that I had that wonderful experience that I had, and I had to put words to it and make a song out of it because I couldn't describe just how amazing it, the whole thing was. So, I mean, I usually get down. I really don't. I like to have like a melody to my songs already, so I generally have an idea of what it sounds like, and then the words I fit them in the best way I think they sound good, and then we usually don't even really just practice it. We just kind of play it, and all of a sudden it just
we're playing in a club, and then he'll throw it at us, and nobody knows what's going on. What key is it in? Okay,
it's the real story.
Oh. Well, nothing like putting you on the spot.
You see, I end your seat.
There you go. Playlist? That's what playlist?
It was a question mark. What is that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a way, that I guess that's really how we do it. We there's not a huge process to it, but it's usually, you know,
we play out so much. That's the only
but
thing.
It truly is creative. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the next one that we've got queued up is Bicycle. Tell us a little bit about this song.
So, yeah, back in 2014, I wrote this song. I was an avid bicycle rider. And it was just a funny little song that came to me, but you know, over the years, it grew into this, you know, wonderful masterpiece. It's going to be in a movie in Austria sometime.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very interested to hear what my song sounds like in, like, German, Austrian, yeah, you know, whatever. That'll be really interesting. I'll have to let you guys know how that is.
Yeah, we'd love to be updated on it.
Yes, Fatima Spar is the name of the band. Great group. I did look them up. Some really cool music. And but really, yeah, it's one of those, you know, nothing too much into it. It's just, if you love riding your motorcycle, your bicycle, any form of two-wheeled apparatus. But and it's just a fun song that, you know,
you wrote in high school.
Yeah. I can't really, you know, figure out many other inspiring things to say other than ride a bicycle.
Well, let's give this one a listen. Rockabilly Steve and the BR3. This is Bicycle.
A one. A two. A one. A two. A one. Two. I don't know what to do with that.
sir. Rockabilly Steve and the BR3 love the horn at the end. That is Bicycle. That is fantastic. Love your music. It's just, it's so unique to what we're used to hearing.
It's fun.
It is. Yeah. It's fun. And it's pure. And it's real. And I can't get over it. I'm
dancing
really...
so hard, my chair has literally moved like three times.
How did you hear of us?
We spend, for those that know, we spend, we don't have a life, so we spend a lot of time in front of YouTube,
and
Quarter Peep is an amazing sleuth, so when we find somebody we like, we find somebody that's unique, I sick her on them, and so that's where we found you. We, one Saturday, sitting here in front of the TV, in front of YouTube, and came across you guys and said, wow. We would be honored to have them on the show. Yeah. And so that's one thing led to another. And we went through endless emails trying to get everything right.
There's always something. I always like this thing.
Yeah. No,
it's my, I didn't know how to make that, those songs be able to be delivered to you.
Well, it finally worked. And here we are.
That's true.
So, where do folks find you? We've got a lot of folks that are going to be listening to this saying, man, I've got to see them somewhere. Where do people find out where you're going to be playing and get on your social media and all that sort of thing?
Well, I have a Facebook that's Rockabilly Steve and BR3. We have live streams of our shows there on Facebook usually, and a website. If you can't make it, you can watch it there. But we also have our website, rockabillystevenbr3.com. And we have a list of our show dates there.
And the area is?
Buffalo, New York.
That's what we thought. All right. Roughly. Fantastic.
South of it.
Well, now here's the ultimate question. Are you guys NFL football fans?
Uh-oh.
I am.
Because
sure. Well, we are.
I'm looking at a Lions-Bills Super Bowl this year.
Absolutely correct.
Well, we'll have to get back together ahead of that if that happens and have a little wager on something here. We'll figure out something.
You know what? Sounds like a plan.
I'll say the same thing you're saying, and then the next time we'll come back. If it's different, I'll just change it real fast.
That'll work. Well, the last one that we've got queued up for tonight is Pain in My Heart. Tell us a little bit about Pain in My Heart.
Well, Pain in My Heart was a very interesting song. I wrote that when I was a little angry, actually. I was a little angry that I had just experienced a breakup.
Did a show, too, and you were singing these things. I said, where did you get that melody? Where did you get that? He was singing that, and I tried kind of harmonizing with him in the car because he was taking me home from a show. I didn't even know where the show was, but... Oh, I know. It was at Dimitri's. And we were coming from Dimitri's, which is a beautiful bar that's right on the lake there. And he started singing this. And I was like, that's fabulous. You gotta write something here. You know, that's how it started.
All right.
The original title wasn't actually Pain in My Heart. I'm sure you can probably fill in the blank of what it probably was in the beginning. But they told me that might not be very sellable. So I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll change it real quick. So that's where Pain in My Heart came from. It's kind of an angry song, but it kind of, in the end, you could tell the anger qualms, and it's like, oh, well, he's doing okay.
But again, it's something that we've all experienced. So again, you know, the sound plus the fact that we've all gone through this, it just makes it even more endearing.
And it's funny to look back on, and I'm like, well, I'm a much happier man.
There you go. There you go.
Amen.
All right. Rockabilly Steve and the BR3. This is Pain in My Heart.
Pain in my heart.
Pain in My Heart from Rockabilly Steve and the BR3. Guys, thank you so much for joining us and sharing everything with us tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Thank you for finding us.
Well, and I know there's a whole new group of people being introduced to you tonight that are just going to love this as much as we did.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I can't thank you guys enough. This is amazing.
We're looking forward to seeing you in Nashville. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we turn this all off. But we really appreciate you joining us. Quarter Peep, who's going to be with us next week?
Yes, so next week we have, Mark Bale.
All right. We're looking forward to that. I think we got a wrap on tonight's show. I want to thank one more time Rockabilly Steve and the BR3. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. All right. And for all of you listening out there in podcast land, don't forget to follow us on Spotify or whichever podcast platform you're finding us. If you know more bands like Rockabilly Steve and the BR3, drop us a line at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com and we'll do our best to get them on. Vehiclecitysound.com is our website. That's where you'll find us, know what we're doing, where we're going to be, and we will look forward to seeing you soon. Hey, everybody, be good.